ntụrụndụ Afrịka emetụla ọkpụkpụ ahụ aka. Emesiere ke akwa ibo bake mkpanwụtọn nọ dudu spring fm.
Anọ m ebe a na dudu spring fm. Anyị na-emegheri ntụrụndụ Afrịka emetụla ọkpụkpụ ahụ aka.
This is Dude Spray FM, an African radio.
Ikoni doju ikani lo, ikani Dudu Spray FM. E cheku wa nibe. File, cheku wa nibe.
This is Dudu Spray FM, an African radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you to today's edition of African Youth Parliament. Once again, a big thanks to Dudu Spray FM, the first and only truly Pan-African radio, for this wonderful opportunity. This is a media house that is like none other, and I'm very happy to be part of this team. And yes, on African Youth Parliament, we discuss things that most people shy away from. We discuss things that people don't want to talk about. And here, I am always proud to say we are Africa, and we are proud. So today we'll be talking about something very interesting. But first, last week we had a very wonderful conversation about Africa and food. And it was such an interesting conversation that I went to and I did several things that made me proud and that would have definitely made Africa proud. So today we're talking about something even interesting. But before that, I would like to say Happy Children's Day to every child out there. So every child, we want you to know that we love you, Africa loves you, we celebrate you. You are the greatest gift of nature. And we love you all. So have happy Children's Day. So today we'll be talking about the effects of colonialism. As you know, we've been having this conversation for a very long time now. And today we'll be having that conversation yet again. The effects of colonialism, but in a different way. That is about raising children. We'll have titled it parenting. But we don't want to limit it to just the parent. Because we know that in Africa, there is a popular adage in my own place, a Yoruba man, as I am. Oni, ojumerin ni bimo, ṣugbọn igba oju ni nto. That means two people will give birth, but several others will raise the child. We will know that it is the community that raises the child, and not just the parents alone. So I welcome you, Ajokade. Ajokade, is a pleasure to have you today on African Youth Parliament. I welcome you, King Phoenix. I'm very happy to have you here, King Phoenix. It's a pleasure. And to everybody who is listening to us live on Dudu Spray FM, I say it is a pleasure. We're always happy knowing that you are there listening to us. And to every participant, I say a very big thank you. To those watching us on YouTube, I say a very big thank you. On Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, I say a very big thank you. And to those who hear this on TikTok, I say a very big thank you to all our followers. Thank you very much. We're here because of you. And we'll always be back on Sundays by 4 o'clock p.m. This is Dudu Spray. So now, parenting in Africa, but let's use raising children in Africa. It's quite different. It's not the way they do it everywhere. But since colonialism came, I know there was a way we used to raise children versus the way they raise them now. You know, the way you raise a child will determine the kind of mother or father, the kind of parents, the kind of grown-up, the kind of man or woman that person will become, the kind of input the person will bring into the society. So how are you raising your child? How are the children being raised now versus before? I have an idea. I know, is it better before or is it even better now? Our children are exposed to many good things, and also I don't know if it's also the other way around, but what do you feel? Should we just leave it as it is and encourage what is going on now? Or is there something to correct? So that is what we're here to discuss today. So raising children now in Africa, or the effect of colonialism on that, as colonialism affects the way we also raise our children, or it didn't touch that particular aspect. So what do you think about this? That is what we're talking about today. So please, join us as we continue. So first, let's call on King Phoenix. King Phoenix, if you are ready, please say hi and let us hear what you have to say Okay, or King Phoenix. Okay. Should we go to Ajoki Ade then? Please, Ajoki Ade, what do you think about this? Raising children in Africa now. The way it is, should we let it slide? Should we just watch and wait? Or is there something to be corrected? Thank you very much, Ajoki Ade. Let us hear you. Thank you.
Okay, good day to everyone. And then there's a way when we look at world in our own myopic view, we tend to forget that what might be happening to us or what might be applicable to us is not applicable to another person. I say Happy Children's Day to all the children in Nigeria, but Nigeria is not the yardstick for all the world. So there are different days in different parts of the world. But if you're in Nigeria, Happy Children's Day. However, like we always say on Dudu Spree, every day is a day for an African child, is a day for an African child, is a day we need to check ourselves. How well have we trained our children? How well have we done? In fact, what kind of training have we received that will make us better parents? And I'm excited because the African Youth Parliament today, it show us how we they take changes our children. So Dudu Spree has been able to come up with a compilation of pictures and images to highlight this. If you look at it, there's actually a person painted in Africa, designs and colors at the background. There's a mother with a child. That mother stands for everybody training a child, either a male or female. There's a child who is a boy, a male child, it will actually be a female too. And there's something the parent is pointing at, which tends to bring our children under the chains. There's a way we view life that might be myopic. The question to every one of us today is, how well have we done in protecting our children, in removing the chains that has been on our neck for years? I was opportunity to be at the slave barracoon in Badagry, and I wept that day. I couldn't imagine that some human beings went through such. But today, here we are, putting chains on ourselves by ourselves. Although there might be external influence, but there's a way our mind has been chained that we tend to make ourselves be under bondage. No thanks to all of us. No thanks to all of us. But we have to break the jinx and the chains today. There is no way we talk about our worldview without talking about our belief system. Africans are a set of people who believe so much in the supernatural, the super being. And there is a way we tend to keep looking for something, somewhere to hold on to. In fact, the blame game syndrome is high in our society. See that we blame the super being, we blame our next door neighbor, we blame our children, the children blame their fathers and mothers. Yeah, Joe Greenlee. So these worldviews also have a way that it affects the way we train our children. You know, it will actually be hypocritical on our part if we just look at everything and say nothing is happening. Our heart and love goes to everybody on the continent of Africa going through one thing or the other. We know so many arrests are going on, even in Nigeria presently, the southwestern part, the eastern part, the northern part. Anyone that falls in your region, we still know about the Cameroon, we know the Central Republic of Africa. We know the Ethiopia issue. We know the South Sudan, the North Sudan. We know all these things happening. It needs, let us know that it is actually all these things you are seeing, they are pointing us to a fact that Africa is under pressure beyond what we can think. And if we do not rise to check our homes and put our heart and mind in doing the best for the future, we would become slave again. Professor Lumumba said, and we quote, 3 weeks ago, he said, Africa is going back into slavery. He did not say Africa will go back into slavery. He said Africa is actually on the way back into slavery. And this is also affecting our worldview, because all of us, we are under one chain or the other. You know, some people just say, no, I am not. So the fact that you are saying you are not shows that you are actually under, because ignorance is no defense in this game. So it has affected our worldview, make us not to actually rise to our reality. And our children, they are actually being trained to be slaves. We train our children to be doctors, I beg your pardon. But it's actually a doctor that will be a slave under another man's system. We train our children to be engineers. He's an engineer, beg your pardon, that will be a slave under a system. Even if he's a teacher, he's a teacher that is a slave under another man's system. Whereas we have so many things in abundance in our land. We have been our home training. They are not actually home training. They are actually system of colonization again. Our children said for them to know how to mine, to know how to make iron pot, pottery, wood carving. The whites are now doing the wood carving that used to be our heritage. So you see all the homes where they have Ibeji. They don't even know there is no wood carving for that. But check the whites, they are doing this, they are training their children. Our children can no longer speak our own indigenous languages. So we are actually grooming our children to be slaves. I beg your pardon today, if your child cannot speak your indigenous language, that child is on the path to slavery, no matter what. Because the child will think in another man's language, and we eat in another man's food, and he will dress in another man's clothes, and he will become another man's slave, another man's property. So it is some of us who have children here, we will know that we are failing. African parents, African child training is a failed system. Today, we have failed, we are failing, but should we fail forward or fail backward? I think we have been failing backward. Is that time, even if we fail today, let us not fail backward, but we should fail forward. We should look for a way to integrate everything that has happened to us to groom a strong, reliant, and a society that our children will be proud of, so that our children will not be saying no to our things. Is that time we began to go back? I am sad today because so many things are happening. In fact, the way we would treat ourselves bad. So we don't love ourselves. So I don't expect another man outside to love us. Thank you so much. And then with this, we'll actually go to Egbon Michael Ogedengbe. Your view on this as you await our honorable speaker. Over to you, Mr. Michael.
Thank you for our listeners that have been listening to our program mostly all the time on Saturday by 4 p.m. This is Display FM. Concerning our debate today, what we are talking about, our topic today, we're talking about how we raise our children in a colonized way, understand that we are not training our children in an African way anymore again. I'm going to say that, the issue have come from the way for our forefathers, you understand? If you share more of the house today, they say they want their kid to be lawyer, as we said earlier. They want to be doctor. They want to be engineer. They want to be this, working for another man. Maybe working for one white company or working for Shell or working for other people. Even the way some of our mother, so-called mother, they copy Western religion, the way they train their own children. No, they didn't train their own children to lack of knowledge, lack of our heritage, lack of home trainings. You find out that some child, some kid, they cannot even do the way as an African, even to prepare a little thing at home. Because they didn't train them very well the way they're supposed to train them. They'll be doing it silly mama up and down, going to party, going to many things. Going to many places like that without not training your kid the way they are going to be, your future of tomorrow, which is so sober and which is so not encouraging for our social, and especially the Yoruba people. Because you know the way our forefather trained our kids, trained us to grow up, to be a responsible person in life. If we check most of our society nowadays, our parents, they didn't train their kid well, in China attitude. Most of the kids now, you see them on the street smoking weed, smoking what they call Colorado, smoking different kind of drug. Because their lack of home training, the mother did not train them very well the way it's supposed to be. See them misbehave in the streets. See them not even think about their own future, who they are, where they come from. And which is so sober. See, I'm going to use the privilege to call on all African mothers, all Yoruba mothers. They have to call themselves. They have to engage themselves. I think this is a challenge for Juju Spray FM, to do a seminar or a training for our mothers, upcoming mothers, even present mother too, to let them to know the way Africa train our kids, our foremother train our kid to be responsible, to be reliable in society, in our community. I say this is a challenge for Juju Spray FM to take over, to look into this, to carry a program out concerning this. I think it's just very sober. Still yesterday, I still think about many things going on, especially in Yoruba land. We've got it wrong so wrong, seriously. Most of our kids don't have manner again. We don't train them well. Even though if they go to school, if they come back from school, you need to check your kid, how is it? Most of the parents, they don't have time for that. They have time to sit down to gossip. They have time to sit down for their own business. They forget that the business they are doing presently, it doesn't mean anything to them. Is the future of their kid, is the main point of this thing for them. They have to take it as priority. But nowadays, most mothers, they don't care about that. They care about the 100 naira, 200 naira, 300 naira they want to make. And which is so very, so very worrisome for us in Africa, even in Yoruba land nowadays. That's why I see some kid that is not even mature enough. They give birth. Nobody to claim the children. You have bastard child everywhere nowadays. I think it's a challenge for us, especially Yorubas, for our mothers, to train the kid and the upcoming ladies, the upcoming girls, how to train our kid the way our forefather have been training our kid. We need to look into this and bring a program out concerning this. So don't let me talk too much on this, because if I be talking too much, it's getting me angry seriously on this topic you brought up today. I didn't know this topic is going to be our topic today on deliberating on Juju Spray FM, because many of our men face a serious challenge of our so-called wife, so-called mother, so-called this thing concerning raising the kid. So thank you so much for allowing me to express myself concerning this topic. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. It's a pleasure to have you today. You are very welcome, and we're happy you joined us today. And thank you very much, Joke Ade, too. Thank you very much, King Phoenix, for joining us. Thank you very much, everyone who's here. This is Juju Spray, and this is African Youth Parliament. Okay, now, so, the issue now, I would like to ask a question. Is it the fault of African parents, or has something changed? There's something they say now. They say things like, they say something again, they feel like, I need to change, digital. That is what they say, which means the world has been digitalized. There are new things that you don't have to act old school. People are now woke. That's what they use. You know, that woke has many aspects now. So is it that, you know, allowing people, allowing children to have their freedom? You know, children are now exposed to internet, online. Children don't have, they don't have, like, all they spend most of their time online. Children don't have communication with their parents anymore. Parents barely sit down to talk to their children when children are young. Then when children grow up, you know, it's the teenagers, their friends that tell them what to do. Everything in their mind, everything on their mind, everything, their attitude is shaped. Their worldview is shaped by what they see online. And what they see online is not usually very good. Social media has lots of negative effects. As good as it is not always best for children. And there's nobody to even guide them, actually. You know, we know that many people spend their time mostly on social media. So when even parents are not guiding their children, they're not training their children enough. So should we now blame those children for turning out bad? Is it the fault of the children? Is it the fault of the parents? Is it colonization? You know, colonization has changed how it used to be. Before, parents would sit down to talk to children at night, or many bedtimes, to moonlight tales. I enjoyed it as a child. Not so much, but at least there was a time I enjoyed it. We'll sit down and play and talk, and parents will tell us stories and tell us things like that. But we don't have that anymore. So what has changed? What is going on? What is affecting it? So is it just the colonization? You know, colonization made us feel like oyinbo sheba, shall not sheba ni oyinbo kin no more. In schools now, they don't allow cane. One of my brothers, who is a teacher, was telling me that they don't allow you flog children. You can't flog children in schools anymore. So when a child does something now, you know, the way they do, you know, in both schools, they say detention, some punishment. They go and see the principal. Go in Africa. But that is what they do now. You know, when your child even offends you at home, you can't really flog your child. You can't discipline your child. I'm not encouraging violence. This platform doesn't encourage violence. So, okay, I can say Ajokade is an adult. So what is going on? Are we trying to copy them, losing our culture? Then our children are now turning bad. Then we're blaming the children for not raising them right. So Ajokade, over to you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, sir. I will just say there's something that works for me. And it's the fact that anytime my son moves to a new class, I buy pankere. You know pankere? I buy pankere cane. And I go with my husband. We go give it to the teacher, class teacher. And we tell the teacher, although the old school say you should not cane children, but please, this one, if he passes boundary, cane him. Has there been an incident of violence? Yes. There was a day my son came back from school and I saw red marks on his back. As a mother, I felt bad. Now, okay, because I gave the teacher liberty, the teacher decided to, because for there to be a mark, not one, not two, three different long stripes on my son's back, and he wore singlet, wore shirt, and then probably a sweater. So for you to know the force the teacher used, and that's where I want to speak from. Most of us are angry, and we are violent. When your child offends you as a mother, the mistake our fathers made, those who trained us, was that they beat us out of anger and violence. Some of them beat their wives. Yes, it is not to their glory. So they ended up grooming sons that beat their spouses too. So I think the problem is not actually caning the child. It is actually the violence meted out. Some of us, we beat our children out of annoyance. I am a mother, I get angry, but I tell you, When I am angry, I keep quiet. Not because I don't know what to say, but because at that moment, I'm going to overreact. And just like what my son's teacher did to my son, I would end up doing that. Sometimes I have to, but there are ways to make your child do well. Yes, you can spank your child, but not in annoyance. I am not an advocate for saying don't beat the child. Even the whites, they spank their own children. No. If they are sending your child to detention from year one, 6 years old. Your child has started going to detention from 6 years old. So don't be amazed when your child becomes 23 and he actually end up in jail. Because the child will tell you that could do detention law. So what is the essence? It's not just caning the child out of your annoyance, but letting the child know what he has done. Like, communication is key. I think what is wrong with our generation is we are too burdened to do the right things. I can't blame any parent. I am a parent, but it's not as easy as it's been for me, for other parents. I see friends that are going through a lot before they pick house rent, before they put food on the table, before they feed, clothe the children. Some schools are requesting for tuition. Those children in public school, there's something absurd they do now. If a child breaks the window in Lagos, most government schools in Lagos, the old children in the class will contribute. Tell me, child A breaks the window, but they do not investigate. And the window probably costs 500 naira to fix. You know what they will do? All the children will probably contribute 100 naira. Multiplied by 100 children, the cost of the window, the louver's blade, is just 500 naira, broken by a child. So the system is so corrupt that it breeds violence. So my own child, I spank my child. In fact, sometimes we negotiate. When he does something, I say, oh boy, kilo she, kini, he said, fayo, fayo. That's what my son would say. That if I do it again, fayo, fayo for my butt. So I think it is because we cane our children out of anger and we meet out violence. That's why our children are becoming recalcitrant. Let me tell you, even if you cane a child, I remember my elder sister, my goodness. Me, I did not get cane, but my sister got cane and she became hospitalized. Those ones, I don't want it. It is violence, it is evil, and it does not bring, like, it got to an extent, my sister will look my dad in the face and say, you're gonna cane me, it's not more than that. So my is a lady became so hard, and I will tell you that if you are talking of, there's nothing my elder sister cannot do because she was trained in violence. I'm telling you, there's nothing good or bad. She became so hard. And in fact, to the extent that I'm scared of her to tomorrow because she was so hard. We end up building hardened children. So, and sometimes the current financial issue is actually affecting so many of us. I say so many of us. The fact that I am not a victim does not mean I should now overlook others. I see parents, I see women go through a lot. The emotional instability is there, you know. Mr. Michael said we have something like that for women. We have the Wonder Woman. The Wonder Woman 3.0 is coming out. And we'll be talking about this violence in marriage, especially marital rape. If you rape your wife, you will actually make your wife to be more violent. And I used to have a friend that the husband beat her. Well, she's a junior colleague. But you know, when you have subordinate that confide in you, you end up being friends. So this colleague is actually a Hausa woman, got married to a Yoruba man. And then, but the man somehow always beat her up. And there was a day the son was with me, and the son, oh, are you chasing me? I was mad. I said, come on, how old are you? I was even probably pregnant. They say, you, oh, you chasing me? I said, we got my mama here. She said, so the boy was not scared. I said, so I now discovered, I was like, why would this guy do that to me? So I was now monitoring the child. And after that, oh, the child does it to the mom. So I now asked my friend, that was how I knew the husband beat her. So the son felt like it's okay to beat all women. It's okay. Like, that's how to show strength. And it's not how to show strength. So when we expect so much from our women, right now, father, mother, and children, we must look out for our children. Don't say it's only your wife. But of course, if you have not gotten married, one advice, marry a woman that you want your children to look like. But if you're already married, please, don't show couture so that your children will not be worse than your wife. So some of us, we think of the frontage, the back end, the six packs, the kinikon, figure eight when we are married. Make sure that figure eight is contains everything you want all your children to become. Because if your wife steal, your children will steal. If your wife is not contented, your children will not be contented. Same goes to the women too. Marry a man that you want your children to look like. Because we are at a stage that we are doing the blame game. It's not just the woman, it is a societal decadence. I rest my case, sir.
Wow. I like this. Thank you very much, Ajoke Ade. So that is our own Ajoke Ade. And I like it from that perspective there. So you can discipline your children, but in love, not out of violence and anger. I had the experience of my mom flogs me. I can't count how many times I'm not master. In a row, like one set, she can flog me 50 strokes, one set. I hope you understand, like, she wants to flog me, damn me, she can flog me 50. No, it doesn't open up fun. Not that I was stubborn. So, but my dad barely flogs. But there's something, when my dad flogs, he'll flog you. My mom is always careful. When she's very angry, she will never flog you. Because we say one fake she's always saying that. She's always careful to flog. When she's angry, she will not flog you. She will calm down. Then later, all the diale, then she will flog you, you know. But my dad will flog you, beg him, say please, oh, everybody in the world should gather, no, he will flog you. And he was always there. So I used to compare that. But the only advantage of my dad's flogging is that he only flogs you like once a year. Once in 3 years, once in, you know, before he will flog you, will have warned you, before he will not flog you. But my mom, so with my mom, it's so different. African mothers are very interesting. You are always careful. So, but now there's something, I don't know what is going on. There's also something we should address. Very soon, we'll soon be done with this meeting. In about 15 minutes time, we should be done. There's something we should address, and that is, with parents now, before, you can barely look into your mother's eye to talk. Your mother is talking, you'll be very cautious. Yes, ma. You'll be calm. Yes, ma. You know, your mom can't speak and you speak back unless, you'll be careful. You still respect her even when you are angry, even when you are displeased, even when you disagree. You know? But now, children talk to their mothers anyhow. They talk like They are almost mates. Like mommy, like butter. In fact, I even see things now on TikTok where parents participate with children to do things that don't make sense. Parents, children now even prank their parents, all in the name of being woke. Then post of mommy, bam, the water bottle or something. Then the next thing, press the water bottle and water splash on his mother's face. Ah! You want to die? But I don't know. But now things are like that and now real. I don't know. Mr. Michael, you were raising your hand before. Do you still want to go? Should we call the next person? King Phoenix, are you there now? If you're there, let's know. So those are the things now I've been thinking about. Like children now, I'm not saying parents and children should not have rapport and cool relationship and cool friendship, but it is not getting to a stage where when I feel like, check, Ben, you want, like, there are things you don't normally do to your parent. There are things you can't do to your parent. I watch American movies and I see the way they talk to their parent. Like, you wake up in the morning, and you tell your mom, I. You tell your dad, I. Like, no, no, no. My mom, I feel like, I couldn't share, like, I, dad, I, mom, I, mom. Like, I, mom, what does it mean? What is the meaning? Like, what's it? Yeah, me, mom, or don't you be? So, you know, but these things are now creeping in into our African society, too. The other day, too, I was watching a video. They were showing a man was seated, an elderly man was seated. A young man was passing. They showed it, like, as at 1914 or 1912, something like that. They showed the young man prostrating to greet the elderly man. They showed the next scene. The way he greeted him, the respect had reduced. The way the courtesy had reduced. So they kept showing it. Till the end of the day, they now showed him that when he wanted to greet him, he was just like, ah, babao, babao. Or maybe if any call, the man was like, ah, she okay me non here. Like, I don't understand. Are you greeting me? So now even the way we greet our elders has reduced. Before, even sometimes the others would be the one that, no, yeah, go on, check me. We didn't used to do that. That is alien to our culture. So I do not understand. Is it the Africa? Should we blame it on African, the colonization, or it's just what it is? Now parents want to shake hands with their children. Children just tell their dad, what's up, dad? Even sometimes when I'm talking to my dad on phone, I still find myself bowing. I still find myself, you know, feeling like, ah, daddy, Erasa. You know, I still bow because it has been imbibed in me. I can't look my dad in the eyes like that unless I have to. I can't just talk to my mom. I can't hug my dad. I've only hugged my dad maybe once or twice since I've been grown up as a child. Not because of fear, but I feel like you can't just hug your dad. But now, to some people, they feel like love entitles you to do those things. Yeah, you love your dad, but that does not mean, you know, come on, so come. Emma be no fair poor way when you are. Me, talk poor, imagine you. Come on, I'm a day, only fee, or mama, my sherry. But only fee, you know, see that, dear sherry. I'm more on you, but I'm at you understand. So, no matter what, there are things you can do to your mom, you know, that your mom will allow, but your father, I can hug my mom 10,000 times as much as I want. But hug my dad, like, yeah, like, are you sure you know what you're doing? So, but that is just how Africa is. So balancing it will say, feel free to discipline your children. Don't just imbibe fear, but establish respect. Feel free to discipline your children, but not in anger. Not in rage, not out of despise. Don't despise your children. Love them. Show them love. Express love. Train them properly. Train them right. But don't train them to, you know, just like Ajoke Ade said, what kind of child do you want to raise? The kind of parent you have is the kind of child you will produce. If your father is crazy, though, the child too, it determines, it's dependent on the child too. But mostly, a good father will raise fairly good children, or very good children too. So it is in our hands. So raising African children, we should separate the factor of colonization. We should separate that factor of what we've adopted from other societal values. From other people, the things we have established, the things we have adopted from other people, we should remove it. We should try to raise our children the best way. The good part, we should take it. The bad part, the way it is, Ojato, let us just remove it. Because, of course, our children are the future. Because we can see that it is obvious that it is consistent. If this generation is bad, the next generation will even be worse. You know, it keeps getting watered down from concentration. It keeps getting watered down. So if one is 100% and two is 90, three will definitely be 80 or even 60. Then four might even be 20. So
I know so many people say they can't hug their dad, but my dad taught me how to iron men's clothes. And do I hug my dad? Yes, I do. But I do because I don't want to kneel down. You know, I'll tell you the truth. So it's convenient for me to hug you and kneel down. That was me growing up. So even when I got married, I had issues with my mother-in-law because she's a Yoruba from Benin Republic. So she would want me to, you know, the Yoruba in Benin Republic, they are still more cultural than the Yoruba in Yoruba land. So being Oyinbo Akata, it was a big deal for me. But along the line, we were able to find a balance. And I told her one day, I said, Grandma, I am on a journey to learning the right thing. And just trust me, anything I do is not that I want to spite you or make you feel lesser. It's just because my upbringing does not make me to realize that. And we had an equilibrium. So what I would just say is sometimes in us trying to instill values, we are violent, we are hard. Like, Ajoke, now you cannot talk to me and insult me. I will not hear whatever you want to say. But the folks of us, we insult a lot. In fact, when I was, because I wanted to marry a Yoruba man then, so I was always looking forward to dating somebody. I knew all my boundaries. So I would tell you that so many relationships that would have led to marriage, I cut them off because of the way we talk, because of the way we address each other. And you see some guys say, but we just spoke yesterday. I said, no, what did that bunny on? He said, kilo shell. I said, nothing. So maybe I like, after 6 months, I'll now call the guy and say, the way you spoke that, he said, I'm not going to share any. So we use so many things to play. There's a worldview that may not be right. What I'm saying is, even though our daddies did some things, because I can't imagine my son not hugging my husband. I cannot. So, but some men see that as being the, you know, like the almighty Ekun, who nobody can look in the face. But it doesn't really have to be that. Let us train our children when we are to train the flaws in us. Then, despite our parents could be, and some of them, you know, as a child, did she grow up? In fact, when I was about to get married, she mentored me and she told me that her husband knows that if he slaps her, that the hand that he used to slap her will become condemned. You know, and in the presence of my godfather too, so Ishakiri lady anyway, worry woman. So, and then, but it helped me to have a worldview that is balanced. What I am saying is, let us not be rigid. Some of us should not look us in the air. We're supposed to be carpenter, furniture men. They ended up being doctors and lawyers. That could not be done. Some of us, we ended up forcing our children because we don't want them to express themselves. What I'm saying is, do not muzzle your child, but be firm in training. Morality, cultures, they are different from maybe your worldview. It might be defected. Because some men will say, Boshin Shin Lewan, Titile Wabagunwa. What is it? Being violent, beating a woman up, you know, talking anyhow. Those ones are not good values. So, and I think we should begin to look at it that we may not be 100% right, but in it, we have the goodness. It is okay to kneel down. It is cultural. Nothing. It is no. There is no big deal. My husband frustrated for my elder, who is older than by 8 years, because it is cultural. Till tomorrow, my husband can actually feed so many men. It was the turn. When it was time to do the cultural rite, he frustrated. He said, "Egbon yawo mi, o ti de egbon mi." Those are some of our culture. If I till tomorrow, I respond to my husband more because I knew no justice. And it helped me to know who I am, my friends, family. So what I'm trying to say is there is no culture, we have everything. We should not trade our good values for the negativity of the white. But there are something good in the white that we should take. Just see the way we train our children. Our children are not, you know, a child who is in abroad now, the parents will study the child. If the child loves painting, they will guide the child to become a painter. But in our own case, we say our failed dreams is what we want our children to become. We train our children to become our failed dreams, which is not. So the children too will change their own children to become their failed dreams. And that is how our society have been so destroyed. So I guess we need to look at it in retrospect, not to be myopic. Let us be universal and embrace the right change. But the truth is, we must be firm in home training. A child should not steal. A child should not disrespect the parent. Sometimes when I'm watching, some of us, we don't even know the cartoons our children watch. We don't know their favorite content. There was a day my son was watching Nickelodeon. I was like, oh, and I saw some content that I wasn't cool with. I told my son, you can't watch this. It's because I sat with him. Some of us, we don't know. There are some things my son, as young as he is, won't be there. Won't be there. Like, won't be there, if I'm there or not. Because it is a level of change. He's just 4 years old. So if some of us can have boundaries, am I telling you I'm right? No. But I'm actually on a journey to ensuring that my son is better than me and he achieves what Olodumare sent him on it to achieve. That means I will change him to be better than I am. But I am not going to be violent. I am not going to be myopic. And I am not going to repeat my father's mistake. My father was hard unnecessarily. He was harsh unnecessarily. It affected some of my siblings. It didn't affect me because I was stubborn, man. I was stubborn. But along the line, they knew that my stubbornness, they could not bend me. So they now helped me to channel my stubbornness to the right cause. That's why if I want to do something today, I'm going to do it with or without anything. Like I don't see any obstacle. But I didn't mean they beat and cleaned that stubbornness out of me. I will not be who I am today. So if you have a stubborn child, just know that you need to channel that strength, that mental alacrity, that dogged dignity, that doggedness, that everything to the right path. I rest my case. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Ajokade. I really appreciate it. We will all be what Olodumare wants us to be. And yes, we'll make sure our children also get there. They also be what Olodumare wants them to be. So we really appreciate this. Everyone who has listened to us today, everyone who is listening to us right now, we say a very big thank you. It's a pleasure that you joined us on today's African Youth Parliament. This is Dudu Spray, and we're happy to have you. Next week, we'll be here again with yet another topic to discuss and deliberate and rub minds by 4 p.m. next week, Sunday. Thank you very much, everybody. Once again, this is Dudu Spray FM, the first and only truly the once and only truly Pan-African radio. And this is African Youth Parliament. And I'm your honorable host, Damine. Thank you and have a wonderful week. Happy Children's Day.